News. I'm Dave Collins. A bipartisan group of senators is visiting war-ravaged Ukraine. Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, along with Democrats Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut and Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, they're in Kyiv. After meeting with Ukrainian officials, including President Zelensky, the three presented a unified front, praising the fighting spirit of the Ukrainian army. A Democratic senator from Virginia will seek re-election as his party looks to keep a small majority. Tim Kaine announced he'll run for a third term.
I'm a servant. I love Virginia. I'm proud of what I've done. I got a whole lot more I want to do.
He's a former governor of Virginia and chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Democrats face a tough Senate map next year as many key seats the party holds are up for re-election. The Food and Drug Administration will not grant accelerated approval for an experimental Alzheimer's drug. The agency rejected Eli Lilly's application for quick approval of the drug. That's due to the limited number of patients who stayed on the drug for at least 12 months. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise is celebrating the Supreme Court's decision last year, which overturned Roe versus Wade.
Every step of the way, it's also critical that we celebrate victories along the way, and boy, did we get a huge victory just a few months ago.
The Louisiana Republican addressed the crowd at this year's March for Life rally in Washington, D.C. Scalise urged voters in the crowd to back pro-life candidates. The hit Amazon Prime Video animated series Invincible is gearing up for a second season. The series follows 17-year-old Mark, whose father is the most powerful superhero on the planet. The voice cast includes Steven Yeun, Seth Rogen, Mark Hamill, Sandra Oh, and Zazie Beetz. Are you ready for some football? The divisional round of the NFL playoffs kick off tomorrow. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The cinematographer who died on the set of Rust in New Mexico would be alive if it weren't for the errors of people like Alec Baldwin. That's according to the special prosecutor appointed to hear the case that has led to charges against Baldwin and Hannah Gutierrez-Reed.
The actor is supposed to maybe not check the weapon himself, but he's supposed to have the armor go through it with him and pull the bullets out, look at them, make sure they're dummies, and that just wasn't done. So there's live rounds all over the set. An accident was going to happen.
They're being charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter for the shooting that left Helena Hutchinson dead in 2021. His fellow rock legends paying tribute to the late David Crosby. On Thursday, it was reported that the former member of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young had died at 81. His bandmate Graham Nash said Crosby leaves behind an incredible legacy. Stephen Stills said his harmonic sensibilities were nothing short of genius. Officials are looking into if contributions to failed New Mexico Republican political candidate Solomon Pena's campaign were funneled by drug trafficking. Pena is accused of conspiring with and paying four men to take part in shootings at Albuquerque area homes of two county commissioners and two state legislators, all of which are Democratic officials. A show featuring nothing but old Super Bowl commercials will be on CBS next month. Super Bowl Greatest Commercials Battle of the Decades will be an interactive special where those watching can vote for their favorite Super Bowl ad of all time. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.